right now, Governor, would you urge Israel to slow its current offensive, to allow for the release of more hostages and for more humanitarian aid to get into Gaza?
I would support Israel's right to end this problem once and for all. Obviously, we have an interest in the hostages being rescued. I would work with them. I would look at the intelligence to see what our options are there. And of course, we have a strong interest there. But Israel is facing an enemy that wants nothing less than another Holocaust. They would eliminate Israel from the map if they could. Hamas would drive every Jew into the sea. So I think it's important for the United States, or one of our strongest allies, that we stand with them publicly and privately, in word and in deed, because I think if they do anything else than eliminate Hamas entirely, they're just going to face these types of attacks again in the future.
Yeah, what is the goal for Israel? To create safety. What does that mean? That means eliminating the terrorist threat. What does that mean? That means eliminating Hamas. Or degrading them so severely that they just do not have the capacity to strike back against Israel again, right? And what the president is saying is that this notion that you have about, well, stop, you know, and let them pause. And we know from, you know, so many other people have said the same thing, that it might be one thing sort of ideologically, it might sound like a good thing, you know, ideally to say, well, let's put a pause in. But a pause benefits Hamas, because when there's a pause, they get to reorganize, right? They get to regroup. They get to refortify. They get to plan. You know, they get to travel. Okay, and right now they cannot really do that. And what the governor is saying, and of course he's being interviewed as, in part as a presidential candidate on all this, is he says, look, there's a fundamental difference between these two organizations, between Israel and Hamas. And you've got to keep that distinction front and center all the time.
Hamas is the problem here. And I think Israel's taken great pains to warn people to get out if you're a civilian casualty. Hamas takes great pains to try to get them to stay so that they can use them as human shields.
Yeah, what Israel does to avoid killing civilians, Hamas does everything it can to target civilians. That's what the original attack was all about. And of course, it's almost insulting, but I know how a lot of these kind of news folks think is, you know, where can we generate the heat in the conflict, and where can we make headlines, and where can we, you know, press them and really look like we're doing our job to hold their feet to the fire? You may notice a lot of times in the interviews that I do with people, I don't ask them the stupid question, or I try not to. I sometimes do. I mean, I sometimes fail, okay? But there's like this persistent, I don't know, bias is maybe too strong a word, and I mean that genuinely. But this notion, like, you know, well, you do know there's a difference between civilians and non-combatants, don't you? The dude was a JAG lawyer. I mean, yes, he understands the difference, but she just can't help herself.
My question to you, though, is how much of a priority would it be if you were president to try to limit civilian deaths, Governor?
Well, anytime you're involved in military conflict, you want to be able to achieve decisively the military objective with minimizing damage to civilians and civilian infrastructure as much as possible. So that goes without saying.
It literally does go without saying. And yet he has to say it because they keep asking these really dumb questions like, well, they're obligated to cut down on the civilian deaths, right? Yeah. They know. We know. Everybody knows. And the point is that we hold Israel to that standard, rightly so. And nobody even bothers trying to hold Hamas to that standard because they don't even come close to not even paying lip service to the idea that they're trying to protect civilians. They deliberately try to kill civilians. Even their own mean nothing if it can be used as a way to ward off the Israelis by basically driving into the firefight with innocent civilians strapped to the hood, knowing that the Israelis are going to be reluctant to blow up the car, even though it's a terrorist driving the car, right?
But I think it's a double standard here when Hamas can go in and massacre babies, massacre elderly people, rape and mutilate. And it's almost like, actually, you have people in the United States that are siding with Hamas in the streets and cheering that. You don't hear much there. But then all of a sudden now it's Israel is under the microscope for everything they do. Hamas can end this by releasing the hostages and unconditionally surrendering. So they are choosing to put people through this. There's no way that they can do what they did and not expect to have a very, very severe response.
That's exactly right. And he's right that Hamas could end it by returning the hostages, surrendering, saying, okay, you know, we're all going to prison. That's fine. You know, I mean, that's what would happen. And it could be the end of all of this. But, of course, they're not interested in that. And, you know, I had a thought yesterday that I had not ever quite put in this way. And I want you to think about this question of civilians, okay, in Gaza. And because it... comparisons of reality, what philosophers call counterfactuals or hypotheticals, you know, compared to the reality, some other thing that you can imagine. And even if you grant the most likely very inflated numbers that are coming out of Gaza, because we know that the terrorists are not a good source of information, but even if you grant that it's 8,000 people, and even if you grant that most of those are civilians, okay, even if, certainly some are and some are children, absolutely, it's horrible. Absolutely horrible. Okay. Here's my question for you. I want you to imagine, because what we say is, well, it could be zero. You know, Israel could have not done anything. Or it could have been 1,000. Or it could have been 2,000. It could have been only with the same number of people that were killed in Israel. Could have been. Okay? That's a possibility. But let me play a thought experiment with you for just a second. I want you to imagine if Hamas had Israel's military capability. If Hamas had 360,000 troops, if Hamas had what everybody knows but nobody says, nuclear weapons, if Hamas had, you know, F-16s and missiles, not just rockets, what would they do if the Jews lived in Gaza? What would they do? What would they do if the Jews lived in the West Bank? You know the answer. There'd be no more Jews. If Hamas had the military capability that Israel has, and Israel were the weak group, there'd be no Israel. There'd be no Jews. So while 8,000, even if that number is right, sounds like a lot, the number to keep your focus on this conflict is not, well, it could have been 1,000. It could have been 10 million. If the wrong people had the power. And that kind of should demonstrate to you why it's important for Israel to eradicate them. Because the only thing between them and destroying Israel is they don't have the ability. 437-1620, Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Highway 98 eastbound in Mary Esther, just before the entrance to Hurlburt Field. We have a vehicle crash starting to cause problems there. Just after Panhandle Trail as well, back a little bit there on 98 eastbound, the light at Panhandle Trail is starting to back up pretty badly there. Otherwise, I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace is looking good, and the Chappie James Bridge is flowing smoothly at this time. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. Executive Landscaping, 250-3756. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're a business owner, you've got employees, you've got to deal with HR and payroll and benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability. You want to know if you've got the best plans for your people and also the best price that you're paying and that they're paying, of course. And you want to make sure that, you know, somebody's taking care of it well. Well, that's Torgerson Causey, at least for us. You know, we've been using them for about 6 years here at News Radio and Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola on the playlist. And they've been fantastic. I really didn't realize what we were missing until we started with them. And then it's like, oh, it could have been this way all the time. Like, it was so good. They came in with options for plans that we did not have before, customer service that was, again, I didn't realize how inadequate it had been until we switched. I'm like, oh, this is so much better. So if you want to have somebody manage this stuff and they're not, you know, kind of like you're doing it yourself, or if you just kind of want to find out if there's maybe a better way to do it, give them a call. No obligation for them to come in and look at what you're doing and talk to Todd or Reed, and they'll come assess what your business is doing and see if they can't help you. They've been doing it for local businesses here for more than 20 years. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or just check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3, will help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy. Now, what do you think? You think I'm qualified?
Meantime, need that money back.
Money, money, need that money back.
Golf's one into right center field. Tavares on the move. It's over his head and off the wall. Marte's hitting streak extended. Lead extended. It's 5-3.
That was in the top of the fifth for game one with the Rangers and the Diamondbacks, and that was the Rangers taking the lead as the, sorry, that was the Diamondbacks taking the lead as the visiting team against the Rangers. Remember the Rangers in 2011 against the Cardinals? They were on the verge of winning it all in game six, and the Cardinals came back. And so the Rangers have a they've got a scary feeling about all of this, but no worries. In the bottom of the ninth, Corey Seager, dramatic, up for the Rangers, about to end the game, about to lose down 1-0 in the World Series.
Could tie it with one swing. High drive! It's tied!
Corey Seager, dramatic 2-1 home run, comes all the way back to tie it in the bottom of the ninth. Two innings go by, and without the ghost runner on second in the postseason, by the way, they're continuing to play regular innings just like we used to. Remember when we played real baseball? Anyway, Adolis Garcia, the monster hitter, is up for the Rangers. Bottom of the 11th, one man out.
Adolis Garcia sends on the other way. That sends Carroll back. He's at the wall, and the legend grows! Adolis Garcia!
Rangers came all the way back to win it. Dramatic fashion, bottom of the 11th. That was great. Of course, they lost the second game. Game two was a blowout. The Diamondbacks destroyed them at home. So now they go to Texas to play tonight in Game 3, series tied 1-1. 625 on News Radio 92.3. We've got traffic on the fives with Jake.
Highway 98 eastbound in Mary Esther, just before the entrance to Hurlburt, we have a vehicle crash causing quite a bit of backup. And also on Highway 98 eastbound, just after Panhandle Trail, you'll see some slow traffic starting there. Otherwise, I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace is flowing smoothly. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, police in Tampa have made an arrest after that shootout at a Halloween event early on Sunday morning. Police there say it started as an incident between two groups.
Early indications it was a dispute between the two, and then that dispute grew.
And that is Tampa Police Chief Lee Burkond. So he says this all unfolded in one of their busy nightlife areas. There were a lot of bars and clubs. Hundreds of people apparently on the street when these two groups began shooting at each other.
Seemed like gangs to me.
If
I were watching it as an outsider looking at it, it would seem like gang violence to me.
So there were two people that were shot and killed, and then there were 18 people that were hurt. There's no word if those people were hurt in the rush to get out of the area or what exactly happened there. The federal civil rights trial of a Louisville, Kentucky Metro police detective involved in the killing of Breonna Taylor begins today. Brett Hankinson was the only officer that faced state charges in connection with her death. He was indicted last year along with three other officers accused of using excessive force for firing a weapon into her apartment. And House Speaker Mike Johnson says a subpoena for the president's son, Hunter, is overdue. He was on Fox News yesterday. Says, desperate times call for desperate measures, and the House will be moving forward very aggressively on the case.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 627 here on News Radio 92.3. Terry Shashadi, the commanding officer at NAS Pensacola, Village is his call sign, talking last week during the Chamber's military luncheon.
We actually have something that's going to take place about September, October timeframe of next year, where we have a pre-commissioning unit right now. It's an LPD. It's called the USS Richard M. McCool, so it's a amphibious transport dock ship that will end up having their commissioning ceremony here at Naval Air Station Pensacola. So we're really excited by that.
That's so cool. We're going to get the Richard M. McCool is going to get its commissioning here at NAS Pensacola next year. And you'll remember, you may not know, but we talked about it at the time quite a bit, that the Tripoli was supposed to be commissioned here. I think it wound up getting planked in Mobile, if I remember right. But this was like COVID era. There was that fire at the docked ship out in San Diego. And so it never happened here. And I think COVID was the main reason why not. But very cool that the Navy League has been working again to bring us another commissioning. It's just such a great thing to have we're a Naval Air Station, but, you know, other than Coast Guard ships, it's, you know, I was talking about this with my wife. She's like, who does, like, water enforcement around the base? I'm like, Fish and Wildlife. She's like, for a Navy base? I'm like, yeah, because there's no ships, you know? There's no ships. It's an air station, right? So, the biggest boats are probably in the marina, you know? So anyway, but the Navy League is bringing Richard M. McCool back here, or bringing it here. And, they do so much work all the time behind the scenes. I love some of the stuff that they do. But this is going to be a really cool thing next year.
The Navy League is heading that endeavor up. But that's just an example of Pensacola, the community, coming together to support the Navy. And in this case, it's like 400-plus sailors getting ready to commission that ship and then move on and do some great things for the Navy.
No, that's going to be fantastic. I really can't wait for it. It's going to be really, really good. 437-1620, 437-1620. Something else is going on. I don't think I had meant to talk about this with Scott Salas on Friday because as a local architect, he's kind of either into or familiar with all of these projects. But we got so busy talking about the parking that we never really got to it. Do you see the story? PNJ had a good story on this. The Motor Inn Station number 2. It's over on Jackson Street. That's if you've ever driven past it, you would know it. It's just looks like an old, old, dilapidated, rundown filling station with a really big Spanish, I guess I'm very weak on my architectural knowledge, but it looks to me like a Spanish kind of arch overpass overhang in the front that's got a bunch of old beat up cars look like they're in various states of dying, and the thing itself looked like it's in various states of dying. Well, that's being refurbished now. Amir Fulati, who is Parsco's president and CEO, is rebuilding it, refurbishing it, restoring it, and it looks amazing. And again, I love everything was rotted, everything was messed up. They maybe didn't even know quite how bad it was, but about 100 years old, and they're refurbishing it, and now it's going to be this beautiful thing. So I just credit to the people who take a look at the historic stuff in Pensacola, and instead of knocking it down to build three little track homes, they're actually restoring it and making it a beautiful thing. So kudos to them. What do you have coming up, David?
Shooting in Century, we'll have more on that after Fox.
This is a time that we really need. The Saudi Minister of Defense is set to visit the White House today and will be meeting with senior Biden administration officials to discuss the war in Israel. Israeli forces are intensifying airstrikes on Hamas forces in Gaza.
People in the region describe this weekend's bombardments as the most intense so far. And with Israeli ground forces now inside Gaza, the death toll there has risen dramatically, reported by Hamas to be beyond 8,000.
Fox's Anita Vogel. Thousands mourning victims of the Maine mass shooting attending a church vigil in Lewiston last night, honoring the 18 people killed Wednesday, praying for their families.
We have friends that are still suffering because they have families that are still not out of the woods. So for us, it's more about being here for them.
The body of suspected gunman Robert Card was found in the woods after a two-day manhunt. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. It is 6:31. Right now, 65 degrees here in Pensacola. Escambia County deputies are investigating after a man was found shot to death on a sidewalk in Century. He was found on Sunday morning around Century Boulevard and Ramar Streets. Investigators say the man had multiple gunshot wounds. Right now, there's no word if the man was shot at that location or if he had been shot somewhere else, and so far no arrests have been made. Well, Saturday morning was a beautiful morning for a walk, and thousands of folks did just that during the annual Making Strides Against Breast Cancer walk in downtown Pensacola. And there were more than 10,000 people there walking as part of that event. The American Cancer Society hosts these walks in communities all around the nation each year. They raise money for supporting cancer patients, survivors, and caregivers. And so far, more than $200,000 has been raised here in our community. Escambia County deputies say they're helping to look for an escaped inmate today. The sheriff's office says Demontria Flowers was last seen on Sunday just before midnight at his work release property on North L Street. He was wearing blue and gray shorts, dark shoes, and an ankle monitor at that time. His last known location was around Brown Place and Boulder Street in Crestview. And if you have any information on Flowers or his current location, or you see him, you should contact 911. And the sheriff's office has posted a photo of him on their Facebook page. Governor Ron DeSantis says there is no room for anti-Semitism in Florida.
Hamas terrorists worship death. Don't tell me that there's a moral equivalence here between Israel and Hamas terrorists. There are not.
And the governor was in the town of Davie for the Teach Florida annual legislative breakfast over the weekend. He condemned pro-Hamas rallies and also touted his action against a group that had been operating on college campuses around the state. Well, police have arrested that man after a shootout in the Tampa area that killed two and wounded 18 others. That started after a dispute between two groups at a Halloween event on Sunday morning. Tampa Police Chief Lee Burkaw says that two guns were found at the scene.
We know that one wasn't stolen and one was stolen.
And it all happened in a busy nightlife district in Ybor. When the shots rang out, it caused a stampede of people trying to get out of the area. Two people were killed, a 20-year-old and a 14-year-old. 18 people were hurt. No word on whether they were shot or hurt in the chaos of trying to escape the area. The police reportedly were looking for a second suspect in this case as well. Several arrests were made in Atmore last week relating to an alleged leaked document from an Alabama grand jury. Two of those arrested were from a local newspaper there. Publisher Sherry Digmon and reporter Don Fletcher were arrested Friday. The two charged with revealing information from a grand jury, allegedly relating to an article published in the newspaper about misappropriation of COVID money allegedly paid to several school district employees. Digimon also serving on the school board there. The county's school system payroll and insurance bookkeeper was also arrested, and there's no word on whether that is related to this incident. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
Our major slowdown this morning is Highway 98 eastbound in Mary Esther, just before the entrance to Hurlburt Field. We have a vehicle crash causing quite a bit of backup in that area. Otherwise, we're looking pretty good for our Monday morning commute. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We will have a beautiful day today. Partly sunny skies, highs near 83 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. As you go into Tuesday, nice and sunny skies, cold front moves through, dropping the highs into the 62 degrees for your high. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 42 degrees. Temperatures stay chilly as you go into Wednesday with a high near 60 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping into the low 40s. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. Right now, 65 in Pensacola, 66 in Gulf Breeze, and 61 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The UAW has widened its strike against GM, the lone holdout among the three Detroit automakers after reaching a tentative contract agreement with Jeep maker Stellantis. The escalated walkout began Saturday evening at a Spring Hill, Tennessee plant, GM's largest in North America, just hours after the Stellantis deal was reached. Its nearly 4,000 workers joined about 14,000 already striking at GM factories in Texas, Michigan, and Missouri. President Biden is expected to sign an executive order this week addressing rapid advances in artificial intelligence, laying the groundwork for Washington's embrace of AI as a tool in the national security arsenal, while also pressuring companies to develop that technology safely. The order is aimed at establishing guideposts for federal agencies' own use of AI, while also leveraging the government's purchasing power to steer companies to what it considers best practices. On Wall Street, futures pointing to strong gains after stocks closed mix Friday. And that's Your Money Now.
I've been taking Nutrafol for about a year.
I've been taking Nutrafol just over 4.5 years.
My hair was thinning.
I just gave birth. I was under a lot of stress.
I like Nutrafol because it's drug-free and the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement.
My hair feels thicker.
Stronger.
The breakage is less.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. And with children going back to school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing family. But no matter how many passengers you may have, there's a Volkswagen that'll fit you from Piedmore Imports. The all-new 2024 Jetta Sport. A sleek, compact sedan now from $24,385. The 2023 Taos S, a sporty crossover with a new lower price of $25,199. The 23 Tiguan S has a third row and now from $29,146. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven for everyone. Comfort. The 2024 Atlas SE, now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421, plus the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale prices before tax, title, and dealer fees. Discount on the new ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. Dealer for details.
I'm getting hungry. What do you want to eat?
Let me check out that foodies page that I follow.
Let's see, it says for sure, Scenic 90 Cafe, great for homestyle cooking.
Oh, Scenic 90 Cafe is a retro 50s inspired diner. It has breakfast, lunch, dinner, one of those old school soda fountain dessert bars, and everything's made from scratch in-house.
Happy hour specials, food, wine, and beer every Tuesday through Thursday, and specials on oysters and bubbles on Fridays.
Scenic 90 Cafe, for 24 years on Scenic Highway, just a few doors down from Agape Bistro and Garden. Visit Scenic 90 Cafe, online at scenic90cafe.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Takes the snap. In right on the door of the red zone. Looks to the end zone. He's got Giles. John Giles with the catch. Got touchdown. It. Argos, you cannot stop that man. Oh, my gosh. First play back out. Sorry, we were in a commercial break here. And the Argos on their first play starting at their own 8-yard line. Jamontez Woods on the right side of the line. Fumbles the football. Scooped up. Returned for a touchdown by Valdosta. Coach Schumacher was saying the only way that he really kind of felt like Valdosta could get back in this was a mistake or a turnover. And they get it.
Yeah.
Second and 10 at the 28-yard line. Argos trying to come up with a stop. Valdosta needing a touchdown. Edwards back to pass. Fires towards the middle of the field. Got the catch. Did he get into the end zone?
The answer is going to be yes.
I believe he did. Ted Hurst went up over the top, caught the football.
And at the last moment, with time expiring, they did drive far enough to get into field goal range. UWF trailing by 3, 31-28, hoping to send it in overtime after that scoop and score and a missed field goal earlier on in the game, and went for it on 4th-and-1 and didn't make it. So to tie the game, Griff Serra with time expiring.
This should be 51. That looks like where Logan Gregory is setting it down. Fog in the background. It's that kind of night. Trick or treat.
Let's go. Get it.
Snap is good. The hold is down. Nowhere close. Just came out to the right. Stayed to the right. Might have had enough leg. Maybe not. And the Argos fall short. 31-28 is the final score.
Again. No. This game looks so good from the beginning. Up 14-0. And then in the end, losing it by 3. Joining us now, we have Brian Henry. He's the Argos Director of Athletic Communication. Brian, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, Andrew. Good to be back.
Oh, man.
I was in a happier mood.
I know. This is a frustrating one because some of the things that had really plagued the team throughout the season got fixed. I mean, look, first of all, we have very few penalties compared to what we had been. We held them to a total -3 rushing yards for the entire game, and it seems like it was just the difference of that scoop and score, the missed field goal, two of them, and, like, had it not been for those things, we win this game.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's just kind of that what-if game that it's mistakes we haven't usually made, and they just kind of came back on us today in that game. So,
I mean, this is
that's the good thing is the season's not over, so you get ready to get back to practice today and start working to the next one.
Yeah, this is one of those crazy games, okay? I think it was 272 total yards for Valdosta State, 444 for us. Time of possession, 40-20. I mean, you know, you look at those numbers, you think, surely we won this game by 14 or 20 points. You know, like, what? But it just, you know, it just didn't turn out that way, right? What was the decision? Do you understand the decision to go for it on that 4th-and-1 around the 20? Where, I mean, is that just outside of Griff Serra's range, or he'd been unreliable, or, you know, what was the choice there? Do you know?
I'm not sure. Nobody brought it up in the post-game press conference, but I mean, they did ask, like, why you didn't go to the end zone at the end of the game. But, I mean, Coach Noble said Griff Serra is his kicker. I mean, and kicking is a tough situation. If you think of the kicker, they have, like, 3, 4, 5, 6 chances in a game to perform.
Right.
While just about everybody else has 40, 50, 60 plays. So if one or two doesn't go their way, then it's not that noticeable. And you got guys that can cover them up and help you out. It's just you're kind of out on an island as a kicker, unfortunately. And when you mess up, it's very obvious.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. They could have, you know, we have 3 or 4 easily capable receivers. They could have just tried a shot. You know, I mean,
51 yards is a lot for a kicker. And, you know, but a 30-yard pass play, I mean, that's always a possibility. But again, the good news note is the penalties have come down significantly in this game, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was a very fundamentally sound game in terms of your blocking assignments and not too many. The biggest thing is the personal fouls. I mean, it's just that's a discipline thing. As your own man in the mirror, you've got to hold yourself accountable to how do you control your emotions after those 7 to 12 seconds of each play.
Right.
You've got to be able to let that go, even if the other guy is still holding on and trying to drive you into the ground or whatever it is.
Is the strategy in your mind still paying off? The not quite the Shinnick strategy of long run and gun, but the middle level pass plays to get steady consistent yards. I mean, they put 28 points on the board. Don't get me wrong, that's good, but is it if you're predictable in that way, does it make it so that they can defend against your high capability offense?
I don't think it's that predictable that they could stop, because our run game really picked up this last week. I mean, Pee Wee running for 120 yards. I mean,
it's amazing.
He gets going. You don't want to be on the receiving end of that tackle. And so I think it's okay. It's just a percentages. I mean, if you have five plays and you throw three short and you complete a couple, okay, so you completed two as opposed to throwing five 30, 40, 50 yarders. If you don't complete any of them, you're having to give the ball away.
So, right.
I mean, I think they want to keep possession. Not that our defense isn't. I mean, our defense is amazing. It is phenomenal. So I just think that it's just the philosophy that this coaching staff picks, and that's how they go for it.
So last question before we let you go is, where do we stand and what will happen in the playoffs? Are we still in playoff contention? Are we starting to move out of playoff contention at 6-3?
Oh, we're totally still in playoff contention.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's now in the eyes of the NCAA, that Florida A&M loss, it doesn't matter. It's just they don't use it in their statistical metrics of their RPI, so
okay.
to speak. So our record is only two losses. So we're totally still in the hunt, and I think when you see the NCAA regional rankings come out this afternoon, I would think we'll probably be 5 or 6. Now the coaching staff told the team in the locker room, every guy agreed that this is playoff start now. We cannot lose either of these last two games. Because then you're in just a hope and pray situation if
right.
you lose.
Okay. So we are in control as long as we can beat Mississippi College and Chouan, then we're okay. All right, that's what I wanted to know. Very good.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, soccer coming up this weekend. Both soccer men and women are hosting the conference tournaments. That's right, this weekend on campus?
Yeah. The GSC soccer tournament starts this weekend. The women host on Saturday at 1, and the men host Sunday at 1. And both those games will be on campus as they were this past weekend. And team really was excited to get back on the home field and play at the UWF Soccer Complex this weekend.
Very good. Brian Henry is our Director of Athletic Communication for the UWF Argos, your UWF Argos. Brian, as always, thank you for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again next week, and go Argos.
Go Argos, Andrew.
All right, very good. It's funny because Brian and Jake look a little bit alike.
Oh.
So when I'm talking to Brian and then I look at Jake, I think the same thing.
He's but a handsome man.
That's exactly
he must
right.
must be very handsome.
Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
Our major slowdown this morning is still Highway 98 eastbound in Mary Esther, just before the entrance to Hurlburt Field. It's actually backed up quite a bit a ways from that, but that is our major slowdown. Otherwise, we're looking pretty good. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples Stores. Staples Stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you have a project that you're working on, whether you're building something, remodeling, fixing, expanding, or you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware is your place. When you go there, I mean, the front of the store is actually like kind of the housewares and gifts. You know, so you can buy, I mean, some really amazing stuff for people, you know, knives and gumbo pots and, you know, grills and Yeti. They got a whole area devoted to Yeti. There's all kinds of cool stuff that you can buy there. Once you get past that is all the hardware stuff. And what's interesting is the hardware store itself has all kinds of things. It's amazing. But if they give you a chance to go peek in the back, they have two floors, giant warehouse that has been there for, I mean, I don't know, over 100 years probably. And it is just stacked floor to ceiling with all kinds of stuff. And, like, it's the kind of thing where, you know, somebody's got to know where it was because it's there somewhere, but finding it. And I've had a chance to look in there. And it's just kind of an amazing repository of hardware resources to solve every problem you could ever imagine. So when I say if you need it, they've got it. And if they don't have it, you don't need it. Seriously, I mean, they definitely have what you need, and they can tell you how to do it, whether you're just doing a little project or whether you're building homes, whatever the case may be, or anywhere in between. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National average for a gallon of gas is $3.49. In Florida, it's $3.28. Georgia is $2.95. California is $5.29. If you're in Navarre, $2.90 east and west at the Walmart. Let's see, $2.91 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. $3.15 in proper at a couple of stations. If you're in Milton, $2.95 at the CEFCO. Same at the Pea Ridge Murphy. $2.99 going through Pace on 9 Mile. Where did my stuff go? There we go. Sorry about that. I'm just a little computer delayed this morning. $2.92 at the Walmart on 9 Mile. And then, let's see, it's, oh, I can't figure anything. At same price at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. Coming in from the southwest side, looks like $2.93 at the Navy Boulevard Walmart. 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. What else do we have? Well, let's go into David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the grieving continues in Lewiston, Maine after the mass shooting last week. Their community came together last night for a vigil to remember those lost.
We have friends that are still suffering because they have families that are still not out of the woods. So for us, it's more about being here for them.
And the suspected shooter, Robert Card, was found dead on Friday. Open enrollment for health care insurance under the Affordable Care Act starts this week. Sign-ups begin Wednesday, November 1st. 16.3 million people signed up through the health insurance marketplace last year. That open enrollment ends December 15th. The Arizona Diamondbacks hosting a World Series game for the first time since 2001 tonight. The Diamondbacks and Rangers will meet in Game 3 of the series in Phoenix. Diamondbacks starting pitcher Brandon Pfaadt says they've been working towards this all season.
It was always in the picture. I think we struggled early on, but we knew the outcome. If it were to get in the spot, that we would be here and ready to help our team win.
And the series currently tied at a game apiece.
Yeah, the game one was a thriller. Game two was a blowout, but game one was definitely a thriller. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:55, we've got Jake with traffic on the fives.
Still looking at this major slowdown, Highway 98 eastbound in Mary Esther, just before the entrance to Hurlburt Field. We have an accident there, and it's backed up all the way to the Santa Rosa-Okaloosa County line. Thanks for the traffic tips there on the traffic line. If you have any traffic info to report, you can text us at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. So you remember a couple of years ago when we got the big contract for Eastern Shipbuilding over to the east of us, where they're going to build the Coast Guard cutters, next generation Coast Guard cutters, a bunch of them. And, you know, we have, what, five stationed at the base? It's kind of fluctuating. I forget if it's six or if it's four, but I think it's five right now. The Cypress plus four cutters. Anyway, they just completed the first one and launched it over the weekend. This is the Coast Guard cutter Argus going into the water. Oh, man. And I don't know if you've ever watched a ship get launched. This one is a sideways launch. So it's on land, and then they basically take their foot and kick it over into the water. I mean, it's crazy to watch. It's on our Facebook page. You can see it. Watching it slide down and then over into the water. And, you know, what it looks like at first, if you don't know ships, you're like, oh, God, that's not going to stop rolling. Like, that's going to keep going and go all the way over. No, they're very, very well designed. Anyway, so cool thing happening here on the Panhandle, and we celebrate Eastern Shipbuilding getting that contract and, you know, bringing jobs to the area and building the next generation of maritime defense. 657 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Speaking of syphilis, I don't know how to transition to something like this. Weird, interesting, and horrible report comes out that says that syphilis and other STDs are increasing dramatically, on the rise, a lot of this. And, man, I know when Reese used to be the producer and she had done her work over at the health department, her husband works over there, and, you know, like, we would talk about this sometimes on the air, off the air, but it's just, yeah, it's really, really, really bad. Like, Nevada, for example, 44% jump in congenital syphilis cases from 2021 to 2022. And this is coming with across-the-board cuts because local health departments on the U.S. found out in June that they'd be losing 2 years, the last 2 years of a $1 billion investment to strengthen the contact tracing and prevention efforts going into this. That's just happening. You know, people are behaving, okay? And so disease is transmitting. And in 2021 in the U.S., there were 176,000 cases, up 31% from the year before. It does disproportionately affect gay men. Men who have sex with men are disproportionately affected by syphilis, but you also have an increase in pregnant women passing syphilis on to their babies. So that's just happening. Yeah. Okay. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for
Future News.
Future News. That's right. Mike Pence has dropped out of the race. If anyone, do you think he will endorse? Will he endorse?
Well, I know who it's not going to be.
Yeah, I would think it's not going to be Asa Hutchinson or Trump.
Or Trump.
You got to pick?
Man, I'm going to have to say the Waswami.
Really?
Ramaswamy.
That seems like a stretch. I would say, honestly, I think the most likely endorsement would be for Nikki Haley. That's the of the closest philosophical alignment with Mike Pence, I would think. But I think he'll endorse whoever he thinks is going to beat Trump. Will Elon Musk succeed in turning X Twitter into the next big financial thing that takes all of your accounts and makes it so you don't even have bank accounts?
I hope not.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
And breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.